Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
And away we go. Bad jokes coming up. The return of Ted versus the FCC. And more of your calls on our question, intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of quick comments. I accidentally set my ex-girlfriend's cat on fire with a Roman candle firework. That was an awkward 4th of July. Yeah, I bet it was. And this one says, hey guys, I accidentally destroyed a brand new kidney. 4 hours after my kidney transplant, an undiagnosed blood disorder, didn't work out too well, still need a kidney.
That from
Rockin' Jessica. Stevie Wonder has got a kidney.
Yeah. What have you done, Jessica?
Barry White. Well, no, Barry White did not get a kidney.
Oh, that's right.
And now Albert Haynesworth, former, Washington Redskins.
Tennessee
NFL
Titan. Tennessee Titan. Too. Yeah,
needs a kidney. So you're not alone, Jessica.
Yeah. I wonder how difficult that is. I know you get on a list, and I know you have to wait, but I'm sure there are other ways, obviously. But that's what, you know, when you think there are other ways where people can kind of cut to the front of the line, as did Mickey Mantle and a bunch of other people. Exactly. You would have to think that Barry White would be in that category.
Barry ain't paying for a kidney, baby.
I mean, Stevie Wonder got one when he needed one.
That's what they told him. We don't know that. But yeah, okay. They say he got one. My understanding is just that it's the most common transplant, and therefore, if you're on the waiting list, it's just longer.
Okay. Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, long-time listener, first-time caller, guys. I got a contamination story. It's about 20 years ago. I was living in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. And I had, during the week, picked up some libation that may be snorted through one's nose. And on the Saturday, I decided to go out to a local bar in Burlingame. And so it's a pretty high-end place, and I wander in there by myself. Have done a little pre-funk, feeling pretty good. Did a little drinking, was talking to some ladies, and then I was chatting up this one gal and said, hey, you know, let's go back or get you a drink. It's like, no problem. So we go back to the bar area. There's an outside area. Go back into the bar, and my stomach kind of started, you know, you feel that little blurb. And I'm like, okay, there's plenty of people around, so I think I'll squeeze one out. Well, I did, and oh, my God, I cleared. I mean, this place is packed. Packed bar, music, dancing, everything. And it was like the worst. I couldn't believe it came out of my. body. So, and the funny thing, the girl. So we like run. Everybody's running, and I'm running with them. And the girl's like, "It's like it's following us."
It kind of was.
So I had to go tell all my friends about it the next day. And one of my friends was a chemist. He's like, dude, you know they cut that stuff with baby X-Lax, right? And I was like, oh, that's probably why. So, yeah, lesson learned. But anyway.
That's why I stopped doing cocaine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gut rot.
I wasn't worried about my nose. I wasn't worried about losing the money. But man, oh man, when I farted, I can clear a bar.
Jesus. Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So I got a contamination story for you. So a handful of years ago, I worked for a local Quick Lube shop, right? And so if the shop is doing well, the shop gets a bonus, but it's up to the manager to decide how that's distributed. He can take all of it or he can distribute it. So my manager at the time was a giant D, and this guy decided to take the bonus for himself and screw everybody else.
Now, he's aware that all of his employees know this system, that the bonus is there and that he can either keep it or disseminate it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. He's fully aware that we know this.
Okay, that's what makes that and a ballsy move, but okay.
Right, and so the bonus comes and goes, and we're all talking. Nobody gets a dime, and we're like, what the heck? So I snoop on his computer. I find out that this guy took $6,000 for himself. So I am pissed at this point, and I'm like, I got to do something. I'm not just going to take this. So this guy religiously put on hand lotion on his arms, all that, right? So he's got this little bottle of Lubriderm on his desk, and he leaves for lunch. I see it sitting there. So I go over, and I'm just kind of getting over a gnarly sinus infection. And so I go over, and I grab this bottle. I take cap off. I squeeze it just to the point where the stuff's about to come out of the top, and I spit a giant loogie onto this thing and let it suck back into the container. I mix it all up, and then watch the carnage unfold, right? So he's putting it all over everywhere. Two or three days later, this guy is just sicker than a dog. Oh, I'm God. Laughing. Everybody in the shop knows what I've done. We're all just thrilled by the justice that I served this guy.
$6,000. That sucks. It's not the worst thing you could have done to somebody. And I bet no, that getting sick is just coincidental. But
it's not cool. You had a sinus infection.
You spit. Oh, you had a sinus infection.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't an accident, dude. No, God sake. Did he get the same sinus infection as you, or did he end up just feeling different?
No. He had a sinus infection for sure.
Okay.
Good times. And did he continue to do that with your bonus money?
I actually ended up quitting shortly after that. I got a better job. So.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
Man, that would be like, I don't know, with companies, like they'd be like taking one group of people, I don't know, say to Mexico because they did a good job on the backs of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine that?
Intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? 844-999-OLA. Yeah, I can't imagine that.
That would be ridiculous. Hello, Brett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I potentially have two if you guys would allow me to go.
It depends how good the first one is. It's like getting a second date.
All right, put the pressure on. I can handle that.
Okay, all right.
So first one, to give a little context, we have a family farm, and at the age of eight, the kids start, lending a helping hand during the harvest. So, I've been driving tractors and helping around the ranch and repairing stuff, so I'm familiar with this stuff, and I'd heard many times, if you break something, like if it's a serious... You mess up seriously, no one's going to find your body, so just don't mess up. And when I turned 12, we were shorthanded that year, and it was decided that, since I couldn't drive on the roads, that I was going to drive a combine during the harvest this year. So everything starts out great, and I'm getting a handle of it, and I even get some compliments saying, hey, you actually look like you know what you're doing. And so I'm starting to feel a little confident, and I feel good about myself. And then the very next day, I, put some diesel and fill it up, but I forget to put the fuel cap back on. And I go about half the day, cutting down some wheat, and a bunch of chaff just got into the tank and messed up the fuel filter. And we had to change up the whole system afterwards. And that was definitely, I was not feeling very good about that.
How much trouble do you get in for that?
Actually, I thought I was going to be in a lot of trouble, but I felt really bad. But really, because I was, I was like, they said, hey, you got to fix it, I had to change the fuel filters four or five times before we realized we had to just scrap everything. And so since I felt bad during the whole process of repairing this thing, everything was kind of all good, except for just the downtime of running on half capacity
sure.
for the harvest is really the only bad part, but I felt pretty bad about myself, but other than that, I didn't really get in too much trouble.
Okay.
So.
All right. So what's story number two?
All right. So this actually doesn't involve me, but I witnessed it, and this was when I was working at a Garlic Jim's pizza, or I probably shouldn't have said.
Oh, no. We can dump it. No one will hear it. Oh, you're good now. You're good.
All right. So there's this family known in this neighborhood that we live in, and they're very affluent, okay. and they flaunt it about, and no one really appreciates it. And, well, we see an order come in, and sure enough, it's going to them. And, well, this one guy wants to leave a parting gift. And so the kids of this family, like, they're my age. And so, like, when I go to school, like, I see them, and I just know what had happened. But one of the older employees, he had pleasured himself
on
the finished pizza.
Oh,
check it out the door. And, you know, the story got around, and everyone knew that, you know, this family had...
Oh, God.
Let me ask you this, man. And look, I've done some bad things to some food for people I didn't like. I've never done that. Because, one, I wouldn't waste it on that. But that's...
I'm saving that for later.
Hey, man, trust me. It's pleasure time for me. I'm not giving that up. You know what I mean? But do you take the pizza to the bathroom with you? Did this guy just stand at the counter that you make the... Like, where do you do this?
No. This guy was confident. Like, he, like, we, it was, people were watching.
And he just handled his business.
Yep. He's a confident man. He didn't care.
Okay.
Wow. Right. That's why I'm asking. I mean, like, even if I chose to do that, I don't know that I want an audience. Like, hey, guys, watch this.
No, I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
Well, even if I'm not at work, we're hanging out at my place drinking beer. I'm not like, yo, man, check this out.
Right.
Drop it on the dining room table.
And you have to wonder how much they were actually flaunting it as just just instead of just living the life that they live.
I don't know.
Which maybe you don't know is different, but I guess you probably do.
But
I've never been rich and wealthy like that. So
but he said he went to school with the kids. And maybe it's not the adults, but you know how kids are. You know how kids are. Look, man, you said kids make fun of your clothes, right?
Sure.
Okay. So if I'm rich, I can make fun of anybody's clothes.
That's what kids do.
Yeah, that's and then what happens? You end up with semen on a pizza. Let that be a lesson to they don't put that in Aesop's favor.
Remember, if you're in a gated community, there's a chance that your pizza.
If you're not nice to those around you, there's a reason why that cheese seems so melty.
Bad jokes are coming up. Email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. We'll do the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Don't forget, Ted versus the FCC is coming up, along with your emails on our question, intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? Those emails coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Bad jokes coming up. Ted versus the FCC. First time for a few emails in The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
our question, intentionally or not, what did you contaminate, destroy, or ruin? Guys, love this question. Unfortunately, I have a couple of options, but the most awful one was when I was trying to help my mom out with her car. She said her car was making new noises, so I said I would take a look at it to see if I could figure it out. So I checked her oil with a dipstick. It's fine. I checked what I thought was the radiator, and it looked low, so I'm going to add a little bit more water. Unfortunately, what I thought was her radiator cap was actually her oil cap. Yes, I poured two plastic gallon milk containers of water into her engine. She was not happy as I totally destroyed her perfectly fine car, but she let me help her buy a new ride, which included trading in my 1985 GMC. She got a 2008 fully loaded Buick LeSabre and was happy again. Have a great time, guys, and see you at Red Fest. All right, let's see. Guys, years ago, with my then living girlfriend, she slept with her ex, so I promptly threw her out. But before she removed her stuff, I urinated in her shampoo and scrubbed the toilet bowl with her toothbrush. Still makes me smile to this day. Guys, I was in the walk-in at a bar I worked at, and I stood on a 5-gallon bucket of pickles to reach something on the top shelf. The lid was not secured on the bucket correctly, so the lid collapsed and my leg up to my knee went into pickle juice. I had to go home with a plastic bag wrapped around my leg. Fun times. That from Wendy. Guys, my cousin and I were 7. We accidentally burned down a dairy barn with 7 tons of hay and alfalfa. The first fire truck's pump broke. The second truck's intake clogged from the irrigation ditch. By the time the third truck arrived, all they could save was the chicken coop and part of the processing area. All because we were trying to make a sand candle for Father's Day. And this is a great one. A guy's in college. I went to a bar that offered a beer drinking challenge called the Ladder. The order is a 64-ounce fishbowl. Yes, an actual round glass fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
Then a 32-ounce tub. Then a 22-ounce mug. Next, a 16-ounce pint. And finally, a 10-ounce cup. A few of my buddies and I did that, then came back to our house absolutely hammered. Well, I was walking into my buddy's bedroom when I stumbled a little, tripped on the table of a leg, and fell in between his couch and his dresser. Typically a funny thing to see someone else fall down. However, everyone else in the room gasps and were silent. I then looked down, and on top of my chest was the top half of his custom electric guitar neck.
Oh,
I landed perfectly onto it where he stored his guitar. House was nice and silent for a little while with the guitar now and a pile of sticks. I was the one hooked on paying for him over a little bit of a grand for that fall.
Yeah.
Keep rocking, guys. Guys, I made it onto Channel 5 and 7 News, along with the front page of a newspaper, by lighting my boss's 32-foot Bayliner on fire in a marina.
Oh. Congratulations.
The paper said I was a hero because I pushed the boat out before anything else caught on fire.
You are a hero.
At the time, I was being paid salary by week working as an automotive mechanic on a car lot. Well, the boss had me work on his boat about 3 days that week and then expected me to come in on a Saturday because we were behind fixing the cars. I was a little upset. I had plans for that weekend. A big cloud of black smoke attracted a lot of attention on a Friday evening. Rock on, bitches. I'll keep the name on that one off the air.
Oh, my man.
Because he was never caught there.
Yeah.
I have a little comments. Two, one, or two?
I enjoy this one. I'll just share this one. It says, I worked at a pet crematory, and someone wanted to have their chihuahua cremated. Cremating a chihuahua that should yield about 8 to 10 ounces of ground bone and ash. What a beautiful picture you paint. Well, it got mixed up with a 70-pound dog that yielded about 6 or 7 pounds of ash. Well, I packaged it up in a nice wooden urn and then hand-delivered it back to these people. It was an odd conversation explaining why the ash weighed more than the dog did originally. Finally, I admitted that I'd messed up and that the dog had been burned with about 1,000 pounds of other dogs in a general group cremation. Needless to say, that was the last time, that was the last cremation I ever performed at that company.
Damn.
Jeez.
Okay. On to the birthday emails. Hola, Bacholas. Today is my son Keegan's actual birthday. He was born at 5:18 a.m. East Coast time in Massachusetts. We listen to you guys on WAAF in Boston, and we would love a your penis is too small, an andro penis, and the dirty Germans talking about what to expect in this world with a small penis. Thanks, guys. That from Chris in North Brookfield, Massachusetts.
Andro penis.
Yeah, you enter this world with your teeny tiny penis. I do not know how that should be for you. That is not a problem I have had.
Ja, kein Problem. Deine Hosen kann ganz schön hochschrecken.
I'm actually more curious about what Robin said in German about the small penis.
I just think it's awful.
I don't want to know. Hello, Bacholas. It is my youngest, Reagan's, sixth birthday today. Like myself, I made sure to raise a right and listen to your show. Can we both officially say we've been listeners our entire lives? So I was hoping for an original fish sandwich and a big old Leroy Jenkins. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Brian.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins. Son, Jared, is 21. How about a Leroy Jenkins and a your penis is too small? That from the mom and the dad.
Let's do this. Leroy
Guys. Today is my best friend Jesse's 26th birthday. We've been best friends since third grade. She is one of the most wonderful people in my life, and she is the reason that I listen to the Men's Room.
And then she is wonderful.
One day I was telling her about some other radio show I was listening to, and she said, why don't you listen to the Men's Room?
Yeah!
And the rest was history. So how about a suck it up cupcake, a big old bong rip, and the dirty Germans talking about disc golf as she is going to a tournament this weekend. Love you, sis.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I'm glad you go to this disc golf tournament this weekend, but to help you practice, we will practice disc golf, but you must drop the S.
Ja, du kannst gerne deine Bälle rumschlagen.
Schlagen on your belly, that is all I heard. I do not know what it is.
Schlagen on your belly.
Belly schlagen. Try my new belly schlagen jelly.
Guys, today I'm writing you for the very first time. It's my 26th birthday. I was hoping to get an owl hitting the window and you guys talking all over yourselves about what I should do for my birthday. Thanks, guys. That from your friendly neighborhood amputee, Tyson. Well, since you're in the chair, is it your leg or your arm?
I don't know. I think
it's your leg. You hop around town.
Go out and tell people incredible stories.
But I was going to
say that it was a freaking shark. To say that it was a freaking shark.
That's the only thing that matters. At some point.
Guys, today's my wonderful husband, Kyle's 27th. We are about to be parents. I just found out we're having twin boys. I was halfway through my pregnancy when we found out it was twins. So that's a bit of a shocker. I know he's going to be a great dad. So for his birthday, can I get an owl hitting the window? Andy, your penis is too small, please.
He's got a penis for two. What are you talking about?
Gentlemen, today I'm celebrating my 29th. Can I get some wedding puke, a phone dong, and the dirty Germans giving me ideas on how I should celebrate tonight? Thanks for the great show, guys. That from the fantastic Mr. Fox.
And it.
Yeah, for your birthday, I think what you should do is put your knees next to your ears and we play the game of Cyclops.
Ja, du kannst gerne rumfallen mit ein bisschen Bier und viele von der Schweinefleisch.
Oh, viele von der Schweinefleisch?
Feel like get a beer and touch somebody's skin.
Okay. Guys, my husband Joe is a super huge fan of yours. Today he is 29.
Fat? Is that what they mean?
The kids and I are super grateful to have him.
He's only listened for a day, but he's huge.
If you guys can give him a Leroy Jenkins and all of you talking all over yourselves about New Mexican green chilies, we'd appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy
Jenkins! This is something none of mine telling you about, man. My parents lived there for a little while. Albuquerque and Santa Fe, and I'm going to tell you, man. That's some of the best freaking move.
Apparently the food is very good in New Mexico. Hola, Cholas. I'd like to wish my amazing husband, Josh, from Anderson Island, a happy 38th. He's my own personal rock. There by my side through all these crazy-ass twists and turns.
Does that mean he looks like Dwayne Johnson?
Please wish him a relaxing and enjoyable day. Can I get some turtle wax and maybe some dirty Germans discussing said turtle sex? Thanks so much. I love the show. I had a blast at Red Festival last year. That from Chantel.
Yeah, I assume she calls you her personal rock because you're always so hard.
Ja, deine Schildkröte ist sehr hart.
This will be easy. Today's my birthday, 32. Could I get the dirty Germans talking about my shiny bald head? Thanks, guys, from Logan.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about your shiny bald head, but you must open your pants first for me to see it.
Ja, dein Kalkopf ist so schlick.
Your cow cough is so slick. That is what I heard.
Will you please wish my husband, Jeff, a happy 49th birthday with maybe some dirty Germans and talking about him turning 50 years old next year. Thank you very much, guys. That from Melanie.
Yeah, you turn 50 years old next year, but right now you're still 49. So tonight you and your wife will attempt the 49 position.
Ja, halbes Jahrhundert, sehr schön.
Guys, it's my 52nd year on Earth. Would you help me celebrate with an Alan Thicke and you guys talking all over yourselves about how great getting old is? Thanks, bitches. That from Scott.
That's fun.
Well, as far as getting old,
about getting old, you still alive, man.
Gentlemen, lovely Wobbin, today is the day my father, Mike, turned 64. He's my hero, my inspiration, the reason I joined the most fierce branch of this great country's armed forces, the United States Marine Corps. He may not be as lean or as mean, but is and always be a great Marine. Anyway, for this great man, can please get all of you to give him a loud hoorah. And what else? Maybe the dirty Germans. Thanks, bitches. Greatest show on radio and greatest podcast in all the land. Dilly dilly, old man. Love his favorite child.
Hoorah!
And what was the other thing you wanted? Oh, dirty Germans. Yes, sorry. It was a long email. Trying to write it all.
Yeah, because you are a Marine, you will not have a temper tantrum tonight. If I do it right, you will have a semper tantrum.
Ja, deine Militaren Sachen sehen sehr schön aus.
Okay.
Oh, guys, here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Yas and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
So, 64 years, by the way, spanning on birthdays between those two.
What were that? We had, what, freshborn today?
We had someone who was born today and someone who turned 64, therefore, 64 years span on that. One more thing, and I'm just curious about this. I know we have listeners that count the number of dumps we do, what cuss words are being said that don't go over the air, but all the other different things. But if anybody knows what Robin is actually saying in German, I sure as hell would be curious to know. So if you could...
I have no idea. Her expression tells me when she's proud of what she said or if it's just some kind of garden variety thing. But there were a few today where the look on your face is like, I feel like if I ask, we'll all be fine.
I think it's worse than you know. All right, here we go, guys. As a retired Air Force member, I cannot begin to thank you guys for the laughs and joy you bring us here in Atlanta. More importantly, the red, black, gold, and boat meat is brilliant, as how has it affected so many of my brothers and families via the Fisher House. So thanks, fellas, and bring some of that goodness down here so we can continue to spread that love. That from Mark. Mark, thanks for the kind words. We appreciate it.
I'd love to be in Atlanta.
Our least impressive injury. We should call Sean Shannon.
Sean Shannon. Hey, Sean Shannon. It's the men's room. How you doing? Put us on your freaking radio.
And the radio station. We're better than the crap you have there now.
You know we are, man. Yeah, you can just hire that guy, but you know we're better.
You've heard your own station.
I don't even know why you brought that guy back. You know we do a better job. That's stupid. Idiot. Let's see here. Least impressive injury. I dislocated my kneecap on the second deck of a golf driving range in Japan. I was about 200 pounds at the time, and the EMTs who had to carry me down the stairs on a stretcher were all 120. 60-year-old Japanese men. Felt really bad. And from Nathan, St. Louis, Missouri, who listens to us on Keishi. No, it doesn't. I'm just kidding. Oh, folks, the year was 1992. I was 8 and just unpacked my first pair of rollerblades. My grandparents had this concrete path that circled their entire yard. I thought it would be fun to pretend to be a downhill skier. I did not have ski poles, so I grabbed a shovel and a metal rake.
Already a great idea.
I made it about 10 feet before I fell and realized that the tine of each fork in the rake had sunk into my calf muscle. Still have the scars going all the way up my leg. Your Las Vegas homie, that from Zach. All right, let's see here. I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Me and frickin' Chuck Cuts can't frickin' find Nutty Fat Nuck Futs, even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off, Art Smeller.
Freeze us ass!
Me and frickin' Chuck Cuts can't freaking find Nutty Fat Nuck Futs, even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off, Art Smeller.
One!
Me and frickin' Chuck Cuts can't freaking find Nutty Fat Nuck Futs, even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off, Art Smeller.
Two!
Me and frickin' Chuck Cuts can't friggin' find Nutty Fat Nuck Futs, even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off, Art Smeller. Yeah.
Big win at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Last night we would have been up a lot later than we were last week. But as you remember, you've probably seen the video. The United States Coast Guard. We had a submarine full of cocaine coming up the coast to deliver us some of the goods we need to write these 10 versus the FCC.
We ordered this, and they were in a hurry.
Coast Guard guy jumps on top, knocks on the hatch, takes our cocaine. So lo and behold, we were only up to about 1:30 last night.
But here's the thing. One thing that we know that most people don't know as a result of that, since we personally called that submarine to deliver our stash, that was not actually the Coast Guard. That was Slick Eddie around the way.
I'll get out of here.
And he did what he always does, and he stole our stash.
Slick Eddie's a brave man.
I hate Slick Eddie.
He took all our cocaine. That was a hell of a submarine, too, man.
It really was.
Took us a lot of time to build that thing and pay for that boat.
And back to digging tunnels.
So we came up with some rhymes and riddles there, Mike Hawk. I see you're in the house today for the Ted Smith.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, we walked in, and after all that hard work last night, and we really had a good one, we get a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Fantastic.
Isn't that crazy?
The goal of people.
Okay, so a listener named Nick Knack, he sends this Ted versus the FCC submission. And it goes something like this. I think he originally thought Ted was going to be able to do this, but Ted's obviously not here, so you're going to have to step in.
All right.
Frank Funk, the philandering philanthropist, flicks Foxy Flux and sits and shifts on ships and slits his sheets and sips his schlitz and flexes Foxy Funky Funks. Oh, the way we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through and then three times fast.
That is a mouthful. Okay, here we go.
All right, hold on. Ready? One time through, then three enough. Times fast. There you go.
Frank Funk, the philandering philanthropist, flicks Foxy Flux and sits and shifts on ships and slits his sheets and sips his slits and flexes Foxy Funky Funks.
One!
Frank Funk, the philandering philanthropist, flicks Foxy Flux and sits and shifts on ships and slits his sheets and sips his slits and flexes Foxy Funky Funks.
Two!
God lordy! Frank Funk, the philandering philanthropist, flicks Foxy Flux and sits and shifts on ships and slits his sheets and sips his schlitz and flexes Foxy Funky Funk.
Oh. All right. I didn't let you read it one time through.
I know.
You had to go straight out of the gate.
I didn't like that one, though.
Well, look, and you're a professional. I figured you could handle it if anybody can. But we do put that in the win on the year on Ted versus the FCC. All right, bad jokes times. Get him here to us via the email. Send those bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. 844-999. Ola, bad jokes on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad joke time, 844-999. Ola, email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. But first, to ensure the bad jokes last for generations to come.
Generations.
We first must bring you these rules.
This is the official men's room bad jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call. And now, the men's room proudly brings you bad jokes.
Put more into it that time. Mike Hawk here to kick off the bad jokes.
How do you greet a French skeleton?
How do you greet a French skeleton?
It's easy. You just say bonjour.
All right. What do you call 2,000 pounds of Chinese soup?
What?
Wonton.
What's black and white and never wants to grow up?
What is black and white and never wants to grow up?
Peter Panda.
My girlfriend can be way too literal sometimes. We're getting it on last night. I'm screaming, "Who's your daddy?" She replies, "Oh, shut up. You know who our dad is."
Oh, God. Where does the bad smell come from in a cow pasture?
Where does the bad smell come from in a cow pasture?
The dairy air.
Yeah.
If you think swimming with dolphins is expensive, you should try swimming with sharks. Cost me an arm and a leg.
What's the difference between light and hard?
What?
You can go to sleep with a light on. What do you call two men with no arms and legs above your window? Two men above your window.
What?
Curtain rod.
Curtain rod. That's from Chris in South Dakota. What happens when the frog's car breaks down?
He waits to get towed.
Exactly.
Hello, yo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Okay, what does eating frog legs and drinking a nice IPA have in common?
What does eating frog legs and drinking a nice IPA have in common? What?
They both leave a hoppy taste in your mouth.
I don't want to laugh at that. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So what's the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
What is the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
Anybody can roast beef.
How did the Irishman do on his exam?
How did the Irishman do on his exam?
He killed it.
Scottish. Hello, Lieutenant Harris. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Hola.
All right, gentlemen. Where do ducks fart from?
Where do ducks fart from?
Their ass quack. Quack, quack.
One day I changed a light bulb, crossed the road, and walked into a bar. Then I realized my whole life was a joke.
Not bad, not bad.
There we go, the bad jokes, Mom, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast one Emily Baumgartner of Valparaiso, Indiana. Who's the one famous person from Valparaiso, Indiana?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, man. He always said, I'm so-and-so from Valparaiso, Indiana.
No idea.
Orville Redenbacher. Oh. You don't remember that?
Maybe.
Man, oh, man. Anyway, for the last month or so, Emily has been working out with a personal trainer, and Emily assumed that all that hard work was paying off and that she was starting to look good. And I want you to understand, that's good with five O's. Now, why was she feeling so good about herself? Well, it's very simple. Her personal trainer, of all people, asked her for her phone number. Then wanted to take a picture of her. So she waited for him to ask her out. And then the day came when he finally texted her. Turns out he was not asking for a date. No, he thought that Emily looked like Buzz Lightyear and texted her a picture where he photoshopped her face onto a picture of Buzz. Yeah, that's right. She's thinking she's all sexy. He wants my picture. He wants my number. Yeah, he just photoshopped her face onto Buzz Lightyear. And I took a look at this picture. Miles, you're right. She looks like Buzz Lightyear.
She does. I see exactly what he was doing. Like, I have to have a picture of this woman's face. She looks like Buzz Lightyear.
She does look like Buzz Lightyear. She's taking it all in stride, believe it or not. She posted this, I want to say, on Twitter or something.
She's very attractive. It's just that her face is shaped like Buzz Lightyear.
Think about what you said out loud.
If you can look someone in the face and realize date. You're having sex
this
with Buzz Lightyear.
This is a blind date, and you say, look, she's really, really pretty, man. But you'll notice she looks like Buzz Lightyear.
And then his friend said, like, well, can you get a picture of her?
Right.
All right, I'll actually see what happens.
So we pour this booze, we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.